Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. I've missed you folks. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I really have missed y'all. And I'm ready to hang out with you a little bit and have some conversations. Y'all know the deal. You know the routine. Hit me up, 402-464-5685. Start a heavy text on the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Do so by you hollering at me, DP, what's up? Hit me with the what's up and let me know what I've missed. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. Because I'm playing catch-up. I'm playing catch-up on what's been important. Nathan, my text line is not working, so I'm going to trust you.
All right.
To keep me informed on what's going on there until I get it done. Again, Starter Hammond Live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Twitter Live, you can see what's going on. Please do, and then share it. Let folks know, hey, man, we hanging out with DP, Nate, Strick, Jay Foreman. In Old School, we're going to have some fun. We're going to break down, talk a little bit about what's happening. I do want to share a sincere and absolute thank you to the staff, to this community, to our family of listeners and texters who hang out with us each and every day for however long you do it. I appreciate you all so much for reaching out, for actually being sincere and caring about what was going on with me. It was low key because, to quite frankly to tell you, for the first 2 weeks of what was going on, I didn't know what was wrong. And that was the frustration. I didn't know what was wrong. And I didn't know, you can't fix a thing that you don't know what the question is. I'm taking exams that I didn't know I was going to take. And the questions kept changing. I felt like Roddy Piper. Just when you think you have all the answers, they change the question. Well, that's what my body was doing, and that's what the doctors were dealing with. Three Saturdays ago, Huskers bye week. So I had a full day to kind of do some other stuff, but I was chilling. As a matter of fact, went to the Pancake Festival for Kiwanis, hung out that morning, did some good stuff in that space. Late that night, Becky had gone to bed, and I'm just sitting there watching ball games, and I get cold, and I don't know if you've ever been cold enough where those shivers start to show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those shivers decided they were going to flex on me, and it was from my teeth down to my toes in a full shiver, and it lasted.
No matter if you were under blanket or nothing.
I put on a full sweatsuit, hoodie, skull cap, pulled two blankets, put them over me, and I was shivering in a full body tremor.
Yeah, yeah.
My body said, okay, you know, since we party and whatnot, let me add a sick stomach to it. Let me add that to it.
So couldn't hold food.
Couldn't hold food. And then the rest of my body was like.
We exited everything that's in.
Everybody out.
Right.
Everybody out. And that lasted all night. And so I didn't know, you know, I'm like, okay, food poisoning, something along those lines. That morphed.
You were in studio, DP, and we were looking at you like, bro.
Bro, well, I'm a fighter. I tried to fight through.
Yeah.
Finally, you know, Becky was like, well, no, this is serious. You need to call 911 and shout out to the EMTs, firehouse number one. They showed up on time, bro. They showed in, did their thing. Got me to emergency immediately because of my vitals. They put me in a cardiac under the cardiac folks because I was having atrial fibrillation. So basically explained the top half of my heart was working against the bottom half of my heart. Heart rate well over 150. You know, and because of that, and because I had stroke, blood clot issues from a previous surgery while I was in ICU, the fear was that you would stroke out. And that's a whole other thing. So as they're trying to figure out, okay, what is it? Is it food allergy, food poisoning, flu, pneumonia, you know, checking COVID? They're checking all the boxes. I was tested for COVID 5 times in 3 days. You know, that wasn't it. Wasn't pneumonia, wasn't, you know. Finally, later in it, they just said, okay, you've got an infection and it's in your blood, which, again, another super red flag of bacteria in your blood. You got to deal with that along with the heart thing, along with the blood thinner, along with the stroke thing, along with the cold tremor thing. And as they're trying to figure out what it is, they're trying different medicines, different dosages, you're going through it. And quite frankly, you know, they said, you know, if you hadn't lost the weight, this is a fight you can't fight. So through all of this, once they finally figured out exactly what the perfect storm of illnesses were, they could then treat it. And I'll say this to folks, and I'm sharing this because I want folks to know, and I don't mean to get preachy, but
our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Don't wait until something happens to take care of yourself.
Take care of your
health.
Like,
be proactive in getting medical treatment. Be proactive in your diet. Be proactive in exercising. Be proactive in all those things so that when the other thing happens, you're in a better spot. You're in a better place. And again, if I hadn't lost, you know, the 50 pounds, bro, it's a different deal. But how I lost the 50 pounds played a part in the illnesses and how my body reacted to it. So I lost my voice. So that was another thing that was going on. It was a tough 2.5 weeks of hospital care. And again, to my doctors, Dr. Herbert, who was the one that kind of settled me into what it actually was and how we were going to attack it. I'll go through every test. I probably gave up 50 vials of blood. I'm like, I don't have any left. And y'all out of luck. Like, you know, I don't know how many different IVs, medicines and IVs, prescriptions, different things. As of like a week, I was taking 16 pills a day to fight everything that was in play. The big issue in this thing is trying to fight illness with the right diet when your normal diet, the things that you're used to doing in norm, you can't do anymore. And as I said, I had to break up with some old girlfriends of mine. I mean, me and French fries We go way back. Like, we down like four flat tires. Me and French fry, I love you. I miss you so much. Sodas, done. Like, I can't, you know. They said, you know, fried chicken. I was like, whoa. I will fight you. Like, I will fight you. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Pastas. Mm-hmm. What? Wait. So then the anger sets in of, wait a minute, I like my food. Like, what am I supposed to eat now? And to go through and have to make it so basic. But I had to become unselfish. Mm-hmm. Because I got to think about Becky. I got to think about my daughter. I got to think about the station. I got to think about what I want to do in this community. And that I got to do whatever it takes so I can be around as long as I need to be around to do what I need to do.
Absolutely.
So the message is simple in this. Again, say thank you to the first responders. Say thank you to the medical professionals, who the EMTs who were in that room with me, the different nurses, the different specialists. They took every EKG, every ultrasound, every X-ray, did every bit of blood work. At some point, you know, I think I had four different, you know, blood draws going on at the same time just to figure it out. And now every day, you know, I have to do the blood test through my fingers. That's not fun. You know, several times a day, testing glucose mm-hmm. levels. I can tell you that by doing what I'm told, and I'm coachable, like that's always been true about me, I'm coachable. Tell me the rules to the game and I can play the game. Once I know the rules, I can prosper in it, that my glucose levels are now back to the 110 level on a constant level, which for a guy my size is pretty normal. So
right.
I'm good in that space. I'm still working on the diet and what I can eat, everything in moderation, different portion sizes for that. You know, and they're like, well, you can have French fries. You just can't have all the French fries. I'm like, you're speaking Greek. The reason why you get French fries is to eat all the French fries. Like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, you could have like 10 French fries. Well, no, I got to break up with them then. Like, I can't.
Yeah,
what?
You can't tease and play with me.
Right.
I can play with my emotions.
What? I can have like 1 4-ounce sip of soda. What?
That's
why?
Crazy.
Like, no. Pizza? What? I can't.
Yeah, we have that for our meetings sometimes.
Right.
I'm
so
going in.
Right.
I'm sorry, DP.
Well, that's the other part, is watching people eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm at UFC, and of course, the UFC media hooks you up when it comes to food. They hook you up, and you're at the Garden, right? So the Garden's got every kind of food you can think of, and it's nice and it's ready. And I'm down there going, oh, man, I got to find a chicken breast. I got to find kale. I got to have this water over here. Like, 99-cent pizza on the slice at the corner, at every corner in New York City? 99 cents for a slice of pizza?
Yeah.
Listen,
it's,
man,
it's
we call that heaven. We call that heaven, Strick.
Oh, yeah. Right in the corner. There's nothing like it.
Right?
But I do have to say, DP, I mean, the text line is definitely on fire, man. People
yeah.
are just saying, hey, what's up, DP? It's great to hear. Ohio Husker says, great to hear your voice. Glad that you are doing well. Love you, man. Ray, texter, says, what up, DP? A loyal listener, I wanted you to know that everyone has stepped in and did an amazing job in your absence, except Nick. No, I'm just kidding. Nick rocks too.
Nick killing the game. Look, here was the whole point behind what we said we were going to do with this station. And I'm blessed and I'm lucky. And I was
thanks
right.
all texters, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just texted.
Thank y'all. I mean, and I mean that sincerely, because
and
where else can you get this kind of family, right? People who legitimately care. You spend hours with them each day, each week, each month, each season. And choosing the people who get the microphone each day because I like the people here. And then because I like them, I learn to love them and I care. And I show up every day with people I care about and I enjoy spending time with.
Yeah.
And that is a blessing. Beyond blessing. I love my new Nebraska family. I love my new Lincoln family. I love my Ticket family. And I have to do better for everybody so we can do the stuff we need to do.
Yeah, we got to take a break, man. Unfortunately, we can listen to DP's voice because we hadn't heard it in so long. But we got to We got to get a quick break real quick, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more with DP, get into probably some New York – I mean, not New York.
But UFC.
UFC. They've got some reports that are coming out of Omaha potentially that we may be able to talk about, because DP, I know, has an answer about Casey Thompson and this Wisconsin game coming up. So there's a lot to talk about. We'll come back right after this. You're listening to Old School 93.7 The Ticket at TicketFM.com. DP is back. Eastrick, Nate Brennan here with him as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.